I'm Maria Oliver in the News Talk 710 KNUS News Center. It is 67 degrees and sunny. Your forecast and first alert traffic are coming right up. President Trump says that he has not made any decisions about pardoning military personnel who've been charged with serious crimes. Speaking at the White House today, a reporter asked the president why he's thinking about pardoning quote-unquote war criminals. Trump said that we teach them how to be great fighters, and then when they fight, sometimes they get treated really badly. Trump said that he may wait until court-martial trials are completed before making any final decisions about pardons. Here's your 710 traffic and weather.
Friday afternoon, you know it's going to be busy, especially before a holiday weekend. Southbound I-25 stacked up due to a crash. Approaching I-70, backups to the turnpike. I-70 loaded up either side of the 270 interchange. 270 slow across Commerce City. Northbound I-25 slow into downtown. I'm Rick Morgan.
This report is sponsored by Dell.
Very special announcement ahead. Get up to $300 off select Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Memorial Day.
Enjoy some much improved weather through Sunday, but colder, unsettled, wet weather returns by Memorial Day Monday into Tuesday. Temperatures near 70 today, breezy southwest winds, lows tonight, low 40s. Partly cloudy Saturday, low to mid-70s with a few isolated thunderstorms late. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, high 75 to 80.
Weather brought to you by Colorado Flat Fee Realty. Pay less, keep more, ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com. Meteorologist Don Day, 710 KNUS.
It's 67 degrees and sunny here at KNUS. Lawyers for the alleged gunman in the deadly Pittsburgh synagogue shooting say that they'll enter a guilty plea in exchange for the prosecution dropping the death penalty. Robert Bowers is facing federal hate crime charges for the October shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue that left 11 people dead and several others injured. The man who pled guilty to kidnapping Jamie Kloss and killing her parents in Barron, Wisconsin, is being sentenced today. Jake Peterson is expected to be sentenced to life in prison for the two October murders and the kidnapping of 13-year-old Jamie. Facebook said it deleted more than 3 billion fake accounts between last October and this March. The social media giant's latest report also reveals that more than 7 million posts were removed for hate speech. A university in Orange County, California, is cooperating with prosecutors in the college admissions cheating scandal. Chapman University reportedly handed over records for 9 students in the case. And turning to Wall Street, the S&P is up by 5, the Dow is up by 91, and the NASDAQ is up by 17. This is News Talk 710 KNUS.